This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. The Prime Minister has expressed confidence that his visit to Brunei and Singapore will further strengthen India's partnership with the two countries and the larger ASEAN region. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said, "Both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision." During the visit, the Prime Minister will engage in bilateral discussions on all aspects of India-Brunei bilateral relations and also explore new areas for cooperation. Bilateral engagements cover multiple areas such as defense, trade and investment, energy, space technology, health, capacity building, culture, and vibrant people-to-people exchanges. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the centenary year function of the Maharashtra Legislative Council in Mumbai this afternoon. She will launch a book on the need and importance of the upper house. The president will also felicitate the recipients of Best Member of House and Best Speech. The centre has notified the constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. The term of the commission will be for a period of 3 years till 31st August 2027. The commission will have a full-time chairperson and 4 full-time members, including a member secretary. The secretary of the Department of Legal Affairs and the secretary of the Legislative Department are ex officio members of the panel. India has achieved the 40th rank among 132 economies globally in the 2023 edition of Global Innovation Index, GII, published by World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. Niti Aayog said India is part of the group of countries that has climbed the GII rankings the fastest over the last decade. As per the report, India has also been making most headway in innovation over the last decade. The Global Innovation Index 2023 captures the innovation ecosystem performance of 132 economies and tracks the most recent global innovation trends. The Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the proposal for the procurement of 240 aero engines for the Su-30 MKI aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The approval was granted under the Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. The Ministry of Defence said that the delivery of these aero engines would begin after 1 year and be completed over a period of 8 years. In Haryana, at least 8 people were killed while 9 others were injured after a truck hit a stationary vehicle carrying devotees in Jind district. The accident took place past midnight on Hisar-Chandigarh National Highway near Narwana. Patients in critical condition were then referred to Agroha PGI. An Indian Coast Guard helicopter made an emergency hard landing and ditched into the Arabian Sea off Gujarat's Porbandar coast yesterday night with 4 crew members on board. 1 crew member has been recovered while search is underway to trace the remaining 3. It said 4 ships and 2 aircraft have been deployed for rescue efforts. Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu has said that keeping the Israel Defense Force IDF stationed at the Philadelphia corridor along the Gaza-Egypt border is a strategic necessity and an imperative for Israel. In a statement, Netanyahu emphasized that the 14-kilometer strip of land is essential for Israel to achieve its war aims. Netanyahu also vowed that Hamas will pay a heavy price for the alleged killing of 6 hostages in a Gaza tunnel over the last weekend. IMD has predicted heavy rainfall in Gujarat over the next 3 days. A red alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued for Surat and Bharuch districts today. In Telangana, rains continue to lash some parts, even as there has been a let-up in the rains in the rest of the state. At Paris Paralympics 2024, India's medal count saw a major boost on day 5, as the Indian contingent bagged 8 medals on the day, including 2 gold medals. Sumit Antal defended his Paralympic javelin gold medal from Tokyo Olympics by creating a new games record with the highest throw of 70.59 meters. In badminton, Nitesh Kumar bagged a gold medal in men's singles SL3 event, beating Daniel Bethel of Great Britain against all odds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.